Sartre Monologues. I'm Dee McGlung. I'd like to talk to you today about something important. I find it disturbing that the people in America, and I can address America and Americans with much more knowledge and perhaps a little bit more expertise than I can peoples in other countries. After all, I live in America. I've always lived in America. And I am more familiar with America and Americans than I am of people of other countries and other cultures. Something that disturbs me about America, more specifically, what disturbs me about Americans in general, is that quite a few, let's call it a majority of Americans, are, in my view, suffering from a mental disorder. Now, I realize you, the person listening to this individually, may have some question my observation and my conclusions in regards to Americans as I am about to speak about or to Americans. You might say to yourself, as you're listening to this, that I am not being fair to Americans, or that I am in some way might be saying to yourself that I'm not addressing you specifically, that I'm not describing you, that you are somehow an exception to this general observation that I'm about to make. If that is the case, I would ask you to consider what I'm about to tell you and try to see it in a rational, logical, intelligent way. I believe, and I conclude this belief based on my personal observations of human beings in America, their behavior, the words that they issue, for example, the words that they post on the websites, Facebook, for example, Google Plus, so on, which I listen to, which I belong to, and I do participate in those apps. But I think Americans are in denial. I think that they suffer from a mental illness or a mental disorder called hysterical paranoid delusions. I have labeled this disorder. HPDD. Hysterical paranoid delusions disorder. I am not a professional psychologist. I am not licensed by the state to be or practice psychology. I do not need the approval of the state to exercise and engage in the practice of analyzing human nature and offering my conclusions and observations about human beings, the human condition, human nature, human circumstances. It is a misconception in America that people have to have some sort of official recognition and approval and permission from the state in order to, say, for example, practice medicine or practice psychology or practice philosophy. Don't often, very often hear people suggest that if you claim to be a philosopher, that you need some sort of license from the state in order to practice philosophy. So the same principle holds true for any other occupation or profession. One does not need the approval of the state. One does not need a license or a permit. To engage in being anything. This is a misconception on the part of Americans. Most Americans, I would say, have this notion in their minds that one cannot, say, for example, get married without the state's approval, cannot engage in marriage without a license, without some sort of formal government incorporation. And this is, of course, not true. One of the biggest frauds in America, one of the biggest frauds perpetuated upon Americans, and I say one of, there are others, and some are even bigger frauds and worse criminal conspiracies than marriage. The income tax, for example, is an example of how the government has been fraudulently robbing the American people for over 100 years. I won't get into that here. I will say this for the sake of clarifying that statement. There is no law making the average non-incorporated individual American liable for the income tax. This has been proven, and I have proven it personally, myself. There is simply no law making the average American non-incorporated individual liable for the income tax. There is no law. And that is a fact. I can't tell people what to do. I can't tell you what to do. I believe in freedom, and I do try very hard not to be a hypocrite, try to be consistent, and I try to be persistent in living my life according to those principles of freedom that have long been established, well before the establishment of the government of the United States of America. And I say this to you also, a note to you. You don't have to take my word for anything. You don't have to believe me just simply because I said it. I don't expect you to. And I don't always provide specific references or sources or resources for people to study or go to and find the evidence to support my statement. The reason for this is I'm not going to do your homework for you. And I think it would be foolish of you to count on me to do the research for you and thus prove that I'm correct in my observations or my conclusions. Don't be lazy. Look it up for yourself. Prove it to yourself. So when I say there is no law making the average non-incorporated individual liable for the income tax, I don't ask you to take my word for it on some sort of faith. Do the research, like I did, and prove it for yourself. My point in telling you that there is no law is because I have found this to be true. I have done the research. I have used logical thinking processes, put the data together in a formula, worked that formula logically, mathematically, and come to a conclusion that is sound based on the facts, based on the evidence, based on reality. And I have found that conclusion to be absolutely true. There is no law, and I have proven that to myself. I would like you to prove that for yourself as well. Taking my word for it would be foolish, and I certainly do not recommend anybody living their lives based on what I told them is true. It is true, but it would be foolish of you to accept that at face value without some questioning and without some effort on your part to find out the facts and the evidence that I used to come to my conclusion. Find the evidence, put it in a formula, work the formula, come to a conclusion. If you do it properly, if you actually follow the rules of logic, you will come to the same conclusion. If you don't, then you're not doing it right. So, in regards to the income tax, a corporate tax, it's always been a corporate tax. It is a tax on corporate profits, and it applies to corporations. I'm not a corporation. I'm fairly certain you're not a corporation either. So, at any rate, what I'm trying to do here is give you some inspiration and spur you on to make some effort to educate yourself. I will give you the facts as I know them, or as I believe them to be, or as I have found them to be, for your consideration. I'm not dictating to you. I am not forcing you to believe something. I am not going to demand that you do what I say simply because I said so. A lot of people have misunderstood me in the past because they don't listen to what I said. They didn't hear me say, do your own research. For some reason, they choose to ignore that, even though I've said it quite clearly, often enough. I find that to be annoying, at the very least, because they didn't hear me say it. They assume I didn't say it, when in fact, I have always said it. How can anybody not hear me say something? Wait a minute. A lot of people, and I'm still going to keep this kind of limited to Americans because I'm more familiar with America and American people than I am of, say, people who live in Thailand or Russia or France and so on. The fact of the matter is, there are laws in America that tell us what the conditions are, or what the rules are, let's say. And the Constitution of the United States tells the government what it can and cannot do. That's the purpose of the Constitution for the United States government. I think you will find that that's exactly the title of the Constitution, even though I have found copies that are misprinted. The fact of the matter is, the Constitution was created for the government, not for us. It is not our Constitution. It is the agreement, the contract, so to speak, and the charter, the corporate charter of the government, the United States government. States government is a corporation. This is a legal fact. So at any rate, in regards to the income tax, do your research. Don't be intimidated by these people who tell you that the income tax laws are too much for you to handle, too much for you to examine, too much for you to look at. Get all kinds of scare tactics being placed on you by people who don't want you to do the research, don't want you to know the truth. They will tell you in some formidable tones that, oh, the income tax laws are like 7,000 pages long, and you couldn't possibly read all of that and study all that and come to any conclusion from it. Well, don't let them intimidate you with that nonsense. I had help. I had people refer me to parts of the Constitution that points out the particulars in regards to the income tax. It wasn't easy. The Constitution wasn't hard. It wasn't difficult because the Constitution is not that long, and it is written in English. So look at the Constitution and see what it says about taxing the people. And read it with an open mind. And read it with a clear understanding of what the words mean. English means English. Words mean what they mean. I realize that people don't like to accept that, but that's the truth. That's another subject. Look it up for yourself. And if you need help, there are people who have done the research, and they are willing, I'm sure they're more than willing, to give you some help, some tips on how to go about looking in the income tax laws and determining what they are, what they say, what they mean, and how they apply. Again, they will help you. They will give you some guidance. and I can think of at least one man who has devoted a great deal of his life to this issue and has written a book, Dave Champion, Income Tax, Destroying the Myths, Shattering the Myths, and a very comprehensive book that pretty much covers taxes, the income tax, 100%, as far as I can tell. I don't recommend you buy the book, but if you can afford it, and I believe he's asking $100 for it, which is perfectly reasonable as far as I'm concerned, I would have been happier if he had just given the book away, but I see no reason why he should pay for our education. He's got to eat, he's got to provide for himself and his family and so forth. He has a right to get paid for his work, his labor, his effort, and so I don't fault him for selling his book. He certainly has the right to do so. I would hope that at some point everything that is in his book will be available to the public for free, and well, that's his decision. It's his book. He wrote it. It belongs to him. But the information in it is public knowledge, and his wisdom in determining how to talk about the income tax and expose the myths and criminality of the IRS and the rest of the government in regards to income tax is public knowledge. I'm sure he didn't make up things in order to write the book. Everything he writes is based on some evidence, some facts, some resource material, some data. And I'm glad he wrote the book, and I would like to read it myself, and I can only endorse it because I have read excerpts from it, and he has talked about what's in the book many times. And so I'm just simply referring the book as he himself would refer the book. And if you want to know, then invest in the book. And I have intentions of investing in the book as well. But I haven't yet. So my endorsement here is I'm taking the word of Dave Champion that the book is comprehensive and something that I should know and will be grateful to know once I've read the book. I will part with $100 if that's what it takes to get that information. But aside from that, the information in the book, I'm fairly certain, he has said so himself, it's available to you for free, just as it was available to him for free, and just as it's available to me for free. But the point I'm trying to make here in regards to that is, if you're lazy and you don't want to do the research yourself, get the book, read the book, draw your conclusions from that. As for myself, the evidence is available. I have done some research on my own, and I have done some research specifically in regards to the income tax, corporate tax, the powers of the government to tax, and so forth, because people have pointed out to me specific things to look for and specific locations to look for it. In this case, look in the U.S. Code, in Title 21, 26, see, I can't even tell you the exact number because it's been a while since I've looked at that. But at least I'm offering you a number. Chapter 21 or Chapter 26, income tax. Go to the internet, do a search for the income tax laws or the U.S. code, and you will find it online. I'm fairly certain. I found it. I think you could find it. I'm not that computer literate, but I do know how to do a search. You can do it. And you would trust yourself. You would trust what you do and what you find, I would think, certainly more than you would trust me and my word or anyone else's word. The unfortunate part in America is a lot of Americans trust the word of the IRS, and that's like trusting a thief, to be honest, with your money. In fact, I consider it pretty absurd to trust anything the government says, certainly anything the IRS says, since they are known and proven liars. So, at any rate, do a little research. Check it out. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Dave Champion's word for it. Don't take anyone's word for it. Anything, about anything. Look it up. Check it out. At least use logical formula. Thunder is coming. I can hear the thunder. That must be like my theme song is, you know, it's time for me to shut up. Maybe so. All right. I haven't ranted. I haven't raved. I've just voiced a few thoughts and recorded them. And I'm going to post them on the radio show. D. McClung's Arthur Monologues. That would be found on Spreaker.com. And there will be more. So I'm going to let you go and end this episode with these words. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government. Thomas Paine. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.